Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Right.
Today we're going to be talking about patent law, and specifically a case that shows how important the details can be.
Absolutely.
Rivera versus the International Trade Commission.
Yeah.
This case revolves around an inventor, Adrian Rivera, and his patent for a pod adapter. And I think everyone's probably seen these.
Sure.
You know, it lets you use different kinds of capsules and single-serve coffee brewers.
Yeah.
And it seems pretty straightforward.
Right.
But when Rivera accused a company called Solofill of infringement, things got kind of interesting because the patent itself was challenged.
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to be exploring today.
That's right. How can something be too obvious to be patented?
Right.
It all comes down to this key legal concept that we call the written description requirement in patent law.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not enough to have a cool idea.
Right.
When you're filing for a patent, the law demands that you clearly demonstrate in writing that you fully understood that invention at the time of filing.
So you can't just assume that everybody knows what you're talking about.
No assumptions allowed.
Okay.
And, you know, this actually builds on a precedent that was set by the Ariad Pharmaceuticals case, which really drove that point home.
So even if something seems obvious, you can't just leave it to the imagination or to experts to kind of fill in those blanks.
Exactly. You have to spell it out. And that's where things got tricky for Rivera.
So his patent description really came under fire, even though the technology itself seemed pretty straightforward.
Yeah. The court applied the Ariad standard, and they found that his description wasn't specific enough.
Okay, wait a minute. So how can something be too obvious to be patented?
Right. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real nuance in patent law, and it trips a lot of people up.
Mm.
And for Rivera, one of the big problems was the word container.
Okay.
You see, he intended for it to have a broader meaning, but the details in his patent really focused on the pod adapter itself.
Oh.
So this mismatch in the terminology really became an issue.
So even a small difference in the wording can really have a huge impact on how a patent is interpreted.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Precision is key.
It is.
And the court really zeroed in on this phrase, container adapted to hold brewing material.
Okay.
And, you know, Rivera argued that his definition of a pod covered this.
Uh-huh.
But remember, he had specifically defined a pod as prepackaged in his patent.
Right.
And that seemingly small distinction became really important.
So it sounds like the language that he used in the patent ended up working against him.
Exactly.
The court wasn't willing to just assume what he meant by certain terms.
Exactly.
Wow.
And to make matters even worse, the drawings in his patent showed the filter and container as separate pieces.
So the patent drawings were actually limiting the scope of the invention.
Yeah, almost like shooting yourself in the foot with your own blueprint, right?
Yeah.
And because of all of that, the court rejected Rivera's argument that his patent covered a broader range of containers.
It seems like a harsh lesson to learn.
Yeah.
You can't rely on assumptions or common knowledge, even if the idea seems simple and straightforward.
You got to be super clear when you're describing your invention.
Yeah.
You have to anticipate these different interpretations and address them head on in the application.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, there's another interesting part of the case I want to touch on, and it's the invalidation of claims 5 and 6 due to something called anticipation. And maybe we should explain what that means for our listeners.
Sure. In patent law, anticipation means that someone else already came up with the invention and documented it before you did.
Oh.
So even if Rivera's description had been perfect for those claims, they were still in trouble because this prior art existed.
So even if he'd done everything else right, those parts of the patent were doomed.
Exactly.
It really makes you think about how important it is to do your homework and make sure that what you're inventing is truly new before you file that patent application.
Absolutely. Due diligence is critical.
It is. This case really emphasizes that specificity is absolutely essential when it comes to patent law.
Yes. It's a crucial lesson for anyone who is thinking about entering the world of inventions and intellectual property.
Well, it is.
You really need to sweat the details when it comes to patent applications.
You do.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's like you're trying to patent a smartphone, but you only describe the touchscreen.
Right.
The court's going to say, well, hold on, what about all the other components?
Right.
You have to show us that you invented the whole device, not just this one part.
Yeah.
And that's the level of detail that we're talking about here.
So this case is really like a cautionary tale.
Absolutely.
It's not enough to just have this great idea.
Nope.
You have to make sure that your patent application is airtight.
It has to be rock solid.
Yeah.
Rivera versus ITC is a stark reminder that a patent isn't just about protecting an abstract idea.
Yeah.
It's about protecting a specific embodiment of that idea.
Okay.
And all of those details, they have to be documented very carefully.
So for all of our listeners out there who are budding inventors or future patent lawyers, what would you say are the big takeaways from this case?
The biggest takeaway is don't rely on assumptions when you're describing your invention.
Okay.
Even if it seems obvious to you, you have to spell it out clearly and comprehensively.
So it's really important to be as detailed as possible.
Yes. Think of your patent application like a blueprint.
Yeah.
Not a rough sketch.
And it sounds like the level of detail needed can be pretty intense.
It can be, but you're protecting your intellectual property.
Right.
The more thorough and precise your description is, the stronger your patent's going to be when it really matters.
So thinking back to Rivera's case, what could he have done differently to avoid this outcome?
Well, you know, looking back, including a diagram that showed the filter and the container together, that could have made a big difference.
Okay.
Because that visual representation would have shown that he really had envisioned the specific configuration for his invention.
Interesting. So even a simple diagram could have changed the outcome.
It could have, and this highlights how important visual aids are in patent applications.
It does diagrams, detailed descriptions, alternative embodiments.
All of that.
They all contribute to a stronger patent.
Exactly. Remember, a patent application isn't just about showcasing your ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
It's about proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that you possess the invention that you're claiming.
This whole case really highlights how these tiny little details can have a huge impact in patent law.
They really can. Every word, every drawing, every technical specification matters.
Wow.
Rivera versus ITC reminds us that a patent isn't just about protecting an idea. It's about protecting the specific ways that that idea is brought to life.
So what does that mean for someone who has a truly groundbreaking invention? What advice would you give them based on what happened in this case? So what does that mean for someone who has a truly groundbreaking invention? What advice would you give them based on what happened in this case?
I would say this. Don't skimp on the specifics when it comes to your patent application. Work closely with a patent attorney who understands the written description requirement really well. You need to be prepared to go deep, providing detailed descriptions, diagrams, alternative embodiments. You're not just explaining your invention, you're proving you possess it.
Sounds like having a skilled patent attorney to guide you through this process is really important.
It's absolutely crucial. Patent law is incredibly complex, and a good attorney can really help you navigate all those complexities and make sure your application is as strong as possible. You know, help you avoid some of the common pitfalls, make sure you've dotted all your I's and crossed your A's, so to speak.
Yeah, and we've certainly brewed up a lot of insights today with this whole discussion around Rivera versus ITC. It really highlights how important precision and detailed documentation are in patent law.
It really does. It's a valuable lesson for anyone who's involved in innovation and intellectual property.
Yeah.
You know, and it really underscores the importance of understanding the legal details of patent protection.
It does. As we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question. If Rivera had included that crucial diagram showing the integrated filter and container, could the outcome of this case have been different? It really makes you think about that fine line between a valid patent and one that falls short, doesn't it?
It's a really fascinating question, and it highlights the what-ifs that we see so often in patent law, and I think this case really serves as a perfect example of how even the smallest details can have a significant impact on the outcome.
That's a great point to ponder.
Well.
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll be back soon with another interesting topic ready to unpack and explore. Until then, keep those minds curious and stay tuned for more.